want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is moonshine. The stories of moonshine and moonshiners have a mystical appeal to many. The practice seems entwined with dark magic. One episode in the history of American blues music depicts the dangers of moonshine and had to do with the poisoning death of one of the chief architects of that stream of music, Mr. Robert Johnson. Johnson was the one who, as the tales tell, sold his soul to the devil at a crossroads so that he could become capable to play his guitar and create songs that defied human possibilities. Robert Johnson purportedly was having a dalliance with a woman named Beatrice. Her husband was apprised of this malfeasance and laced a bottle of moonshine that he dissolved some mothballs in. Beatrice unknowingly provided her love a poison in the process as Johnson took a stage break that evening as he performed at the Three Forks Juke Joint on the night of August 13, 1938. Soon, the bluesman began to bleed internally. He died 3 days later at the age of 27. As a side note, many music trivia fans know that this is a club you really don't want to be a member of. Since moonshiners sought to escape the taxes of the legally produced booze, they were accused of making a drink that would do a person's health serious harm. Tales of distilling it in car radiators was one that gave prospective consumers caution. The federal government commissioned Louis Armstrong to perform radio ads about the dangers of drinking moonshine. Satchmo was widely known to enjoy marijuana. I think he'd be an excellent spokesperson for that plant in these now more tolerant times. And, like cannabis, moonshine has its various names. Shine, Rotgut, Homebrew, White Lightning, Firewater, Skullcap, and Mountain Dew. As with vodka, it can be made from anything fermentable. Fruit, sugar, grain, or even milk. In running from the law, these whiskey runners acquired some serious driving skills. On their off days, they'd race against each other, a pastime that would eventually create NASCAR. American TV was enlivened with the arrival of the campy show titled The Dukes of Hazzard. Some of us watched it for the wild car chase scenes with the illegal hooch movers hoping to outrun the heat. For others, another kind of heat was generated by those Daisy Duke shorts worn by the shapely actress Miss Catherine Bach. The storyline of The Dukes of Hazzard goes back to Jerry Eliza Rushing, a real-life moonshiner in North Carolina. At the age of 12, he began making deliveries, eventually using a modified 1958 Chrysler 300D for the job. The car, named Traveler after Confederate General Robert E. Lee's horse, was rigged to dump oil on the road to give law enforcement vehicles the literal slip. My older brother Buddy married a very pretty gal when he was 21. She looked a lot like Priscilla Presley. Her big family drove up from the hills of Kentucky, as my father put it, for the wedding ceremony. They certainly had a different look and vernacular than the folks where we were from. Dad was convinced she was part of a family of moonshiners. I had no idea what that meant, as I was 9 years old at the time. My moonshine consuming days were years away. But whatever it was, it did seem to possess a magic from the look in my father's eyes. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Well, in North Carolina.